Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
Whenever you come before the Lord and you are asked to place your petition at God's feet, one thing that gives you the answer you want is what you are saying should be in alignment with how you think. Does it make sense here? If what you are saying before the Lord is not part of a man's mental state, it can't function. Because God depends on your mind to give an answer. You realize when the Lord wanted to give Abraham the inheritance as a father of the earth, he told him, leave your father's house and look up to the skies. As far as your eyes can see, will I give unto you. So what a man is verbalizing must be part of a man's mental state. Does it make sense, friends? If you are speaking and what you are asking God for is not part of your imagination, it cannot work. Study whatever letter Apostle wrote to the church, which is Apostle Paul. He told them God has the power to give you more than what you pray or even think of. Does it make sense? So whenever we teach the Bible here, the whole idea is to get to have a mental transformed mindset. Let us say amen. So that you can have the blessings God wants you to have. If not, you will go through life and many things will not become part of your heritage, I'm telling you. Christians are praying, but they don't know that that prayer must be consistent with the transformed mindset. When you are asking God that God should give you financial breakthrough, he wants to know the ideas of about finances. So does it make sense here? If you pray to God, or when you pray to God, and you realize there's nothing on your mind, he can't capitalize on that. He can't give it to you. It's that simple, friends. He even told them that in order for me to make man, I need to form them from clay. God always needs something to depend on to do something. You didn't hear me? Oh, praise God. I'm telling you. You see, anytime you look at your life, if you realize that something isn't working as expected, the issue is not God or the devil. The issue is you haven't taken that aspect into consideration yet. Talk to me, friends. So whenever we teach Bible here, I'm praying that you will have an open understanding how God will pray with men. Because you see, many are the things God has in mind for men, but many can't walk in that. So I told you that you cannot become a steward if you don't understand the kingdom. Does it make sense? You can't become what? A steward if you don't understand the kingdom. And I told you on Wednesday that a lot of Christians hear about the kingdom of God and they don't know about the kingdom of God. And I told you the kingdom of God simply means four things. Number one, it's life. Number two, it's glory. Number three, it's influence. Number four, it's culture. Does it make sense? Anytime you hear Jesus or any preacher man talk about God's kingdom, he's actually emphasizing on these four things. His life, his glory, his influence, his culture. Now, any realm that makes God, God, is his kingdom. Does it make sense? So anytime God is able to express his life, he has found his kingdom. Anytime God has the ability to express his glory, he has found his kingdom. When he has that ability to extend his influence, he has found his kingdom. When he has the power to imbibe in the hearts of men what it means to become like him, he has found his kingdom, just called culture. Does it make sense? Please hear me well. Many believers today don't know God for who he is. They know God for what he has done. You didn't hear me? Did you hear that? In our generation today, most of the believers who claim to be Christians, when you ask them about God, they can only tell you what he can do. But there's nothing revelation about God's image they know of God. That is why when situations and trouble come, they want to look at what God can give them. If there's no assurance to whatever is happening, they tend to leave God. Oh, talk to me, friends. Sir, are you aware that we have a lot of preachers on YouTube today who are actually castigating the gospel today? I know a preacher, very powerful preacher of God. He's in Nigeria right now. He's fighting everything the gospel represents. Oh, talk to me, church. He's basically fighting everything. He's fighting everything, everything. He's not even saying that some of the things Jesus said was wrong. Strange, everything. God is good. Now, you realize that even though the man was a preacher man, he only knew about God, but never had an encounter with him. You didn't hear me, church. I made you understand that when I preach the gospel to you, I am preaching out of my personal encounter with God. Did you hear that? Now, if you limit your encounter with God based on preachings, you'll be limited in destiny. Oh, talk to me, friends. Apostle Paul says the church of Bereans, they were powerful because after he's done teaching them, they would gather and learn. Because they just did not want to limit their understanding based on Paul's teachings. They wanted to see beyond his age. So God says, you can't really become who I want to be if you lack understanding about who I am. I made you understand that your joy in life is not God's business. Keep it in your mind. You being happy is not part of God's mandate. Inasmuch as God has promised to give us a powerful end, he wants to understand who you are based on what you share with him. Did you hear that? Talk to me, friends. Oh, God is good. All right. So let me give you a perfect example here. Thank God my father is here. Now, daddy can live here and go to any country for years and not come back. Praise God. Because he knows he has a son that can stand in for him. Oh, am I right? Now, he can think and ask what is really happening. Once he gets to know everything is going as expected, he's at peace. That is why God created you. He didn't create you to bring you to Europe to struggle for years and you die like nothing. Did you hear that? He didn't bring you here to come and suffer when you now build a house in Africa and you don't go there 3 months in a year. Talk to me, friends. Oh, talk to me, church. He didn't bring you to suffer for years so that you can't enjoy the fruit of your own labor. Oh, talk to me, please. Do you know some people, like, they've struggled so much in life that they can't even enjoy what they've worked hard for? Oh. Now, you've built a house in Africa. Somebody's now billing you. Can you imagine? They can't even pay house rent. They're telling you, please pay. It's fun. So God didn't bring you here for that life. He hasn't been here. He brought you for one thing. That whatever he is, a man becomes. You need to clap your hands, church. Oh, God is good. Please, keep this in your mind. Some believers are serving God because they want to be happy. If you can't serve God with that motive, you fail. Because sometimes when you need God to appear to you the most, he will not come. Does it make sense? I've been teaching about this on the platform. And I made the people understand this. This God, they must fear him. Study Moses. The Bible says, because the Lord wanted to humble the Israelites, he made them work for 40 years instead of 40 days because of pride. And the people didn't know themselves. Oh, talk to me, friends. God realized they complain a lot. And he says, if I give you your destiny in 40 days, you will still insult me to my face. So I would make it 40 years. Remember, the Lord already promised Abraham that your people would go into slavery for 400 years. But later, the Bible said they spent 430 years. Because that character they had when they lived in Goshen, right? He realized, if these people don't change from these ways, I can't still bless them. Watch me. Now, that thing you are going through that you are praying about, what if God says there is something about you he has decided not to tell you because of what you do with your life? So some people are praying that God will move them into a state of marriage. And God says, there is something about you that it disgusts my integrity. So I prefer you stay here and then live this life than to give you any glory where it brings you to me eternally. You hear me? Oh, am I teaching here? So I made you understand that miracles are not God's priority. He wants to bless, but in his kingdom, he wants to make. Praise God. You see, if you understand how the kingdom operates, many things will not be your border again. Eh? If you want to assess your destiny based on what you have, you've missed it. Because whatever you are having today, somebody once had it. I figured out that this Bible we've been preaching is being preached for years. Does it make sense? For years. Years. My father just finished an Easter convention in Ghana in a place. And I realized that whatever they were doing was whatever his father used to do. For years. Years. He started attending the convention when he was young. For years. So you see, if you don't understand that life goes beyond what makes you happy, but it's about God, you'll wrestle for nothing. You didn't hear me, friends. So whatever we're talking about, the kingdom, it simply means finding yourself in God. So whatever God desires to do upon the earth, you become a partner to that. No wonder people are praying everywhere. Because they feel that when they pray on this platform, that platform, that platform, maybe the grace of God over that platform can help them. Watch this. In God's kingdom, when people find the life of God, they can become anybody at any place. So before God would entrust you with something, he wants to know what is the knowledge you have about the kingdom. I told you on Wednesday. Now watch this. Matthew 6 verse 9. He told the people, this is how you're supposed to pray. Am I communicating, friends? Yes. Tonight you will learn deep things today. Somebody say amen. Oh, help me please. Matthew 6 verse 9. This was what the Lord told the people to do. Because the disciples of Jesus Christ, they saw how John was teaching the people how to pray. And he says, teach us how to pray. And he says, in this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Verse 10. Let's go. Bless you. Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I made you understand that if we said the kingdom of God talks about his life, his influence, his culture, and glory, then his will must first find expression. If the will of God cannot come down, his life, his glory, his culture and glory cannot be seen. Talk to me, friends. And I made you understand that there are three forms of God's will. There is the perfect will, there is the imperfect, and there is a permissive will. And I told you that God's perfect will is God's perfect plan. Does it make sense? God's perfect plan. So when he created you, there was a particular plan the Lord had in mind for you. And the imperfect is something God did not say a man should follow. And you still choose to follow. That is God's imperfect will. The Lord spoke to King Saul that enter into the land of Agag and kill everybody, including the king. The people around King Saul told him that since God loves fat offerings, preserve the best of the animals and go and give it to God. Just because he wanted to make the people feel happy, he now obeyed their voice and neglected God. The Bible says that night, the voice of the Lord came walking to Samuel, that it has grieved him for making Saul a king over Israel. Now, watch this. How I wish many were chanced to hear what God thinks of them. They will cry. They will weep. Are you aware for 40 years, King Saul was still reigning as king over Israel? But the 40 years was actually means God's departure. God had left him for years. If you understand presence, you will know presence, not goosebumps. Not when we sing in church and then you... No. It's beyond this age. Talk to me, friends. The Bible says, and God took King Saul out of the throne and brought in King David. Now watch me. I told you this. If you follow what God did not tell you to follow, you are allowed to pay the consequence. You didn't hear me? I said, if you obey God, give him the bill, he will pay. But if you obey your will, you will pay the consequence. The idea where people say, man of God, why does God allow evil things happen to good people? Somebody met Christ and said, Rabbi, thou art a good man. He says, why do you call me good? For none on earth is good apart from God. Meaning, God's definition for a good man is God's life. God's definition for good doesn't mean you give alms to the poor. Forget about that. Even those who don't believe in God do the same thing too. Talk to me, friends. man of God, I'm a good person because I don't think evil of anybody. If anybody had told King that you will kill your brother because of offering, they would have doubted it. So that thing about the future where people feel because they can control who they are to this is a pain. Number three, God's permissive view, like I said on Wednesday, has got to do with you understanding that this is what God has told me to follow, and I don't want to follow that part. Now watch me. Not everybody will be given the chance to come close to God's permissive will, because it takes the presence of covenant to find God's permissive will. Did you hear that? Yes. God should enter a covenant with you before he gives you that chance of getting close to his permissive will. He will leave you to decide and say, oh yeah, I've told you that this is the way, and since you don't want to follow, you live a life of your own. Now, there will be presence of protection because of what he has said about your life, but the very life will be taken from you. Perfect example is Hezekiah. Hezekiah, prepare your heart, for you're about to die. The Bible says he turned his face to the wall and said, Lord, I'm loyal, I'm this, I'm that. He didn't know that God was preserving his heritage and legacy. Watch me. When I began to prophesy, the Lord spoke to me that never put in your mind that you want to impress the public. Because I want to say what I want to say, not what you want to say. So when the people come to you with their troubles, tell them what God has said, not what they want to hear. A pastor friend of mine called me from USA. He called me 2 years ago. And they said, he wants to move to Ohio. And he wants to hear God's thought about that. I'm like, let's pray. So I told him, I see you as a teacher, and I see you in Maryland. And the man laughed. I didn't know that the guy actually plays me on speaker with his friends. Because three of his friends were like, the guy's a very sharp prophet, and he would tell you everything about your life. No, no, at that time, he was not a teacher. No. He was a mere social worker. And he lived in, a place around Ohio. Like, so this is a guy you've been saying he's very sharp. So I wanted to tell him, and God says, it's okay, just tell him this too, and that's fine. 6 months after the prophecy, he was there when they said they're looking for teachers. And whatever he did in public education, he had masters in Latin America. And they said, we are looking for somebody who can actually head a school in Maryland. Hello? When they called whatever credential they needed, the guy was fit for that job. They gave the guy the job, and the guy now goes to Maryland. And the three friends who told him, call Prof. Benjamin Gavershap, said, call the man and tell him how shameful you are today. Because you felt it was gimmicks. You felt it was a fallacy. Now, the guy called the servant of God, I'm calling to say sorry to God. I apologize to God on my behalf. God is good. He says, I didn't see myself doing anything with school. And this is funny. For the first time around that area in that county, they now meet a Ghanaian guy, a headmaster of a secondary school. Hello? Praise God. You see, God will always show you which way to follow. He says, Moses, tell them that there are two ways given to them, life and death. You should follow one. God is good. Are you aware the Israelites, they can do whatever they want to do, God to protect them. But the very life that pertains to obedience can be given to them. Talk to me, friends. In destiny, God has never chosen love above law. In destiny, he chooses law above love. You didn't hear me? Are you blessed, friends? Yes. So I told you that now that I have shown you the very things that will make you become the very kingdom God desires, there are six realms of life a man must go through. Let us say amen. So that you clearly know that this is the life God has in mind for you. Because you see, many people don't know what God does with them whenever they obey God's voice. Now watch me. I want you to know that the first realm that God has given every human being when you obey his voice is called the animal life. Did you hear that? Yes. Now watch me. According to God's original plan, it was never God's intention to give blood to a man. You didn't hear me. According to God's original plan, what was meant to sustain the life of a man was not blood. Oh, talk to me, friends. Are you aware that if you give birth to your child in the hospital, what comes out is water and blood, right? Are you aware Adam didn't come from any woman's womb? Adam came as a man. 12 of us. God made him, breathed life. He became a living soul. According to God's original intention, he didn't want to sustain you by blood. If I drain your blood out of your body, you will fall out and die. According to God, it was meant to be kept by his spirit. Oh, talk to me, friends. What God wanted to share with you was not blood. He wanted to share a life in him with you. Are you aware in God's kingdom, you can't see God? Yet, the realm where Adam stood gave him the power to see God face to face. Every night, the voice of the Lord will come walking into the garden. Does it make sense, friends? So, when Adam now left that realm God given to him, what had to now sustain us was not the blood, called the animal life. So, anytime you hear God's voice on what to do, the enemy now wants you to doubt if what you've heard is clear. Because that life that rules in you was meant to be rooted in animal. So, you see, you can feed an animal. When the animal is hungry, they can bite you. Oh, talk to me, friends. I watched a documentary, and the person says the snake is his friend. So, for some reasons, he'll be feeding the pet until one day the snake grew very big, and then, bit the guy, and the guy died. And they were like, we are happy that at least he died because he loves so much his friend. Can you imagine? Funny enough. So, you hear God, and then something is telling you, why do you have to obey God's voice? Do you know how many people have received warnings and they never obeyed? Watch me. The principle of God's mercy doesn't give you back what you've lost. Watch me. It only preserves you from being judged. Maybe you didn't hear me. When God says, I've shown you mercy, it doesn't mean automatic I'm going to restore unto you what you've lost through your mistake. He only shields you with his blood, so the judgment I meant that time will not come to you. Did you hear that? Restoration and mercy are two different things. God can choose to show a man mercy and not restore you. If you are sustained by the mercy of God, it simply means maybe whatever you did in your life was out of ignorance. But if you have the acute knowledge about the consequence and still allow the enemy to deceive you, you can't have that life again. He decides. You see, certain things must be pure. You didn't hear me. Many believers are not aware that whatever we do here on earth, it has impact in the spirit. Why do you think God would have told Moses, don't hit the rock? Stretch your rod towards the rock. Don't hit it. Because for all this while, Moses didn't know that God was also called the rock of ages. He says, how would you have to hit me, your father, God, with a rod? Am I a stone? Am I a dog? Talk to me, friends. So the animal life, you always battle with yourself. Am I supposed to do this? And you see, life, God never gives a man a full picture of your future. Never. He will only show you certain things just to boost you. So when pain comes, a memory of that keeps you going. But the very moment you allow the blood of this world to take over you, certain things can be done. Even though Christ came as God, he still had the pain of a man. He cried. He ate. He wept. He was angry. He had to beat people. Everything that a man went through, Christ went through the same thing as well. Talk to me, friends. At a point, the flesh told him, why don't you give up on this thing and then go? He says, Father, if this would please you, allow this cup run over me. Because at that time, the animal life wanted to control him. Talk to me, friends. Oh, I'm preaching here. Yes. That is the first life that God tells every man to go through. So you see, before you see God exalt anybody, he checks a lot. If your emotions can't intercept his God's will. Watch me. There are certain people, no matter how they pray, God can never anoint them. It's not partiality. They are so strong on whatever life tells them. Oh, you didn't hear me. Are you aware if you're a prophet, and God doesn't give you the power to speak boldly, you can't talk? Oh. Because there are certain things you can't say them. You ought to be bold to say them. Just imagine. God is good. I was in Sierra Leone in February. So I got there, and then the pastors there told me that they've been praying for 8 years that God will send them a prophet. So when they prayed, they realized I was the one God had sent to bless them. So they had a little cocktail for us. And they asked me to tell them my mission when I came to Sierra Leone. And these are fathers. Some of them are even far older than my father himself. Some said they've preached for 50 years, 40 years. And they were showing me pictures of revival that took place in Sierra Leone. How they would bring Archbishop. And these are strange people. I began to talk, and then God told me that I should tell my pastor this, and it happened. And you see, look, just imagine God telling you that, tell this man that he doesn't know him. Does that really make sense? When the man has been preaching for 40 years, how do you say that? And God told me, tell him. And the man is seated with his clerical, with his chain, his ring. How do you tell him? Bishop, how do you... And God told me that, say it as it is. I said, sir, sorry, sir, not to disrespect you, but the Lord says he doesn't know you. Whatever you're doing in ministry, he doesn't know it. He said it's true. So I pray to hear God on this day about my life. Because yesterday in the vision, I saw myself in hell. I said, God didn't call you to establish a church. He called you to go around the world teaching the gospel. So there will always be a battle within yourself. Talk to me, friends. Hey, are you aware the day you want to fast the most, the day you get hungry? You want to eat. Hello, but that day you said, today I have to fast. And somebody says, you just eat small, you can postpone and do tomorrow. Or maybe that day you feel like praying. The day you make up your mind to pray, there will be this tiredness from nowhere. So you are like, okay, let me kneel down by the bed and pray. Before you wake up, 3 hours have gone. Now you see, you may laugh at yourself for not praying at that time. But you don't know what you've not eternally. You didn't hear me. Watch me. Every miracle that comes upon the life of men is time dependent. Certain things, when the time passes, it can come back again to you. I'm telling you. I will never forget this revelation. It was last year. I was in my office here. I was very tired, and I said, let me sleep for like an hour before I do the morning glory. So I told you how I saw an angel walking. And the angel told me that he's been sent by God to go defend the borders of Israel because of an incoming war. Remember? And God told me that we passed through Belgium and we realized nobody was active that night. You were the only person praying. So what? He says, we want to show you a secret. But it's not for today, it's for tomorrow. And he said, I will show you the name of God that we call his name. And he says, I'm the one that appeared to Joshua, the captain of hosts. So, wow. So I saw the angel show me a name. And he says, you can't call this name on earth because you're a mortal being. Only immortals can call God that name. He says, if a mortal is permitted to call God that name, he says the earth will crash. In my mind, I'm like, okay, I'll copy the name in my head. When I come back on earth, I'll pray and call that name. And the angel said, have you forgotten here what you think is actually... You are telling us what you are thinking of. I said, wow, this is serious. I came back and I realized that, you see, the very moment we feel like, let me give up on life or whatever I'm doing, that's when God's interest finds you. Oh, am I teaching you, friends? When you migrate from the animal life, the second life you enter, based on God's will, is called the soulish life, the life of the soul. Watch me. I want you to know that you are tripartite in functionality. Yet, you're only made of two things, the body and the spirit. Did you hear that? Some people feel that the soul is in the body and the spirit is in the body. Hear me. I want you to know that the spirit in you belongs to the spirit world. And the body belongs to the physical world. What brings the body and the spirit together is the soul. The soul is the mediator between a man's spirit and a man's body. Anytime you hear God talk about the soul of a man, he's talking about whatever a man uses to express his feelings. It is the heart and the mind. Talk to me, friends. Some people feel that, oh, okay, maybe the soul is apart. No. If I open you up right now, if God doesn't open our eyes, I can't see your spirit. Yet, what makes the body prosper is the spirit be. Am I right? So the spirit can't operate without the soul not communicating to the body what the spirit says. So if God says the second phase you enter is the soulish life, it means this is the place where people now have an unchanged mindset. Talk to me, friends. Please, watch me. There are certain people, no matter how they pray, God can never give them certain things because their mind is their enemy. Did you hear me? I have prayed for many people. How many of you heard the testimony somebody shared on our page 2 days ago? How she said the brother has been in coma for a month. Remember? The French lady. You were there, right? And she said after the prayer, she had the phone call that they've taken the brother from coma. Yes. A lady also said, she heard me talk about partnership in London. And she's like, okay, the way the prophet of God is talking about partnership, let me also. So she released her partnership seed and then she said after a week, she had times 3 of the money she sent us. Watch me. Never expect God to give you what you think you need if you can't contribute to him what he deserves. If people don't change the way they think about life, life will respond to them the way they see it. You hear me? Many believers are trying to make God look like, because he's mysterious, he must be mysterious in how he does things. It doesn't work at all. No. He wants to see if what you are telling the Lord in the place of prayer is something that has become your mental life. You didn't hear me? Watch me. If you are a lady and you are praying to God for a husband, and in your mind, you have how the man should appear, when you have not gained that capacity yet, when you pray only making wishes, you're not manifest. Did you hear that? Watch me. Before God, okay, give me the bottle, please. Very fast. Now watch this. Just imagine me trying to pour water into this bottle, right? And even if it gets to the brim, I still keep pouring water. What will happen to it? Thank you. Now, I want you to know that the bottle stands for a man's life and the water stands for God's miracle. Did you hear that? God is willing to give you based on your capacity. If you have a smaller content, what you receive will be very small. Talk to me, friends. So God says, I see that they are obeying my voice. I see they want to live for me. I see they have left that level where they can't allow their will fight again. But I realize that their mind has not become a burden to them. Did you hear that? All because it is hard for them to see God from that perspective. No. You see, many believers are not aware that their life is a reflection of the touch patterns. So some people, if they see anybody growing fast in life, they say, Kai, they are rushing. Or two of us. Once they see anybody do something, they feel they can't do it. You see, it's only in Africa that we celebrate lateness as early arrival. Oh, talk to me, church. If you're not over 50, 60, we can't trust you. Or two of us. So, for instance, okay. You saw how the agonizomai prayers went viral. God is good. I was somewhere when I heard the pastor say that these days we have a lot of believers who are just doing anything in the name of gospel and it's going viral for them. There's no life in that. You see, you can tell an envious man by their speech. You didn't hear me. You see, when 2 billionaires meet, they don't fight, they discuss ideas. Oh, 2 of us. Because they want to help each other. Bros, what investment are you doing? Just imagine Dangote writing something just to fight. No, it can't happen. Because they clearly know that once you are winning, both of us are winning. Talk to me, friends. Before God gives a man a height, he looks at how you've trained yourself to believe in that. So he does everything possible to train you. So that whatever he has for you, your depth of consecration
can give the reward. If not, you'll be stuck. Some people, it's hard for them to think around the globe. Once they see something little, they're very okay with that. Don't get me wrong. You see, one of the reasons why most Ghanaians will not prosper is because they feel that if you start too early, you'll be hated by the people. You didn't hear me? You see a Nigerian young artist singing secular music, right? And then everything they use in creating the song is what will attract the international globe. Oh, talk to me, please. Oh, am I right? But approach one young Ghanaian man who wants to hit. He wants to tell you, let me start my dialect. Oh, talk to me, Church. Ah. Somebody said, Lord, help me. Haven't you wondered why people bring their best dresses to parties? Oh, I don't know. One of our daughters here lost a child. We went to see, and we saw how they were dressed. Funeral dressed. Their breasts out to dressed. Wow. When we came to cry. So if you are living a life that is giving God the very being of your existence, yet there is something with how you think, it becomes a burden to him. God had to make sure that he changes the way Abraham's think. So whatever he gives him at the end of his journey will match him. Leaving your father's house with no hope, which land? Number three. So you live the animal life. You live the soulish life. You now enter into the life called the God life, which is the Zoe life. The God life. I will soon pray. Are you blessed, friends? I'll continue on Wednesday. Clap your hands, church. Yes. I'll give you the last three on Wednesday. Now, the Zoe life means the God kind of life. Now, this is a life that God has given everybody. But believers don't want to assess that life because they feel it's too hard for them to do that. So, a believer doesn't know what it means to stay long in the place of prayer. Because they believe if you stay long in the place of prayer, it's meant for pastors. Talk to me, church. A believer doesn't see why. Why would I have to go before the Lord in a 100-day fast? What am I looking for? So can't God listen to my prayer in 5 minutes? Last February, I did a camp meeting with the UK family. Let me know if you want us to do one here. Let me know. Yes. So I showed them how we pray. So back in Damascus, if my grandfather does his fasting, you guys pray for every 3 hours. So you begin at 9, you close at 11, you rest for 1 hour, you come back at 12. Like that, the whole days. And with his, you even do dry fasting. Did you hear that? You are permitted to drink only water for 3 days. Just imagine drinking water for 3 days and you just pray for every 3 hours. Huh. When we began the service, I saw how energetic the people were. I said, take it easy. You have 2 days. The man of God, we are on fire. Revive us. That's fine. Revive us. That's fine. We'll go. After 30 minutes, I now heard their voice. So, the second day, somebody said, man of God, what are we really looking for? Prof. He said, no. You can tell us everything about our life. Just tell us and give us a direction. Let us go. What are we looking for? What? You know, Papa, because I'm tired. Can't you say I'm tired? That can be pray again. God is good. Now, you see, it sounds funny, right? But it's sad. Because even in heaven, when John entered there, God told him, come up hither. There is no height in life that a man can ever enter in the spirit that God ever said it's enough. Did you hear that? There's no manifestation a man will live by in God's kingdom that God will ever say it's enough. There's more room to go higher in the kingdom. Watch me. Are you aware God didn't say only the apostles and prophets must heal the sick? He says, if you believe, these signs will follow. He didn't say prophets or apostles. Talk to me, church. I will never understand. This life, there are things happening without our knowledge. I was in New Jersey. I had to go shave my hair. I got there, and the Baba is a Muslim. So he was praying his prayer. So I was just speaking in tongues. Wait till he finishes his prayer, then we go and shave. We'll do our business. The guy saw me, and the guy began to shave my hair. And the guy began to tell me the history of my late grandfather. So I asked the guy, where do you come from? The guy says he's from the northern part of Ghana. Now, if the guy had said he comes from my town, say, maybe you know my late grandfather becomes popular. And watch, the guy was telling me, he says, so how does it feel being a third generational prophet? Say, because it's from your late grandfather. He says, how is it that you shave your hair and your father can't shave his hair? So David was there. He says, but wait. Are you telling us what you've seen or you're telling us what you've heard? And the guy says, can't you see how he's praying on his inside? He's praying every day. He says, very deep, but we can't talk much. Says, because there's too much fire around you. I said, bro, stop the shaving. I'll go home now. I'll go. Hello? Now, you realize that he's not prophesying by God. A different deity has taken over him. And you see, he could do that effortlessly. Do you know why? Because he realized that there is a spirit that has taken life in him. That is the life God wants men to live by. A life of total excellence or honor. You didn't clap your hands for it. Yes. Nothing should serve as a hindrance to a man's destiny. When you see people go through situations and they get confused, they lack God. Confusion can't find its root in God's presence. It's impossible. I have to take my time because it's a very deep message. But believers, we only limit what God can do for us based on what we receive. And God says, it goes beyond this age. On Wednesday, we'll go very deep. And I'll show you the other three lives left that Emma will have to go through. So that he can now call you a faithful steward. When I'm done with this, I will not begin teaching what God is stewardship. Think of his friends. Yes. I had to make sure I make it in a way that you understand the very life God wants us to live by. Lift your hands above your head. Give me the drums. We sing, we give you glory, Lord. As we honor you, hallelujah, say, we give you glory, Lord. As we honor you, you are saying, you are wonderful. We say, you are worthy, oh Lord, you are wonderful. We say, you are worthy. Wonderful, say you are wonderful. Wonderful, oh, you are worthy. Oh, Lord. You are wonderful. Lift your hands up. Wonderful, say
you are worthy.
Oh, you are wonderful.
You are wonderful.
Wonderful, say
you are worthy. Oh, Lord. You are wonderful.
Lift your hands up.
You are wonderful.
You are wonderful.
You are wonderful.
Wonderful, Lord.
You are wonderful. You are wonderful.
Wonderful.
You are wonderful.
We say high on high on high. And we live, say,
and we live.
You are,
you are,
and high. We say high on high on high.
High on high.
We say high on high on
high. High on high on high.
And we live.
You are,
you are, and high.
We say
sing, oh Lord, we know, say, oh Lord, we know that you are the King.
You are the King.
And we live.
And we live.
You are.
You are. And high.
We sing, oh Lord, we know, say, oh Lord, we know that you are the King.
You are the King.
Yeah.
And we live.
You are.
You are. And high.
We say, high.
You are
wave
high
your hands, we sing high on high on
high. High on high on high.
High
on high on high.
Lift up your hands, friend. Oh, are you blessed?
You are too much blessed.
Lift your hands.
Oh, yes.
This is your first prayer point. Lord, as I pray.
Yes.
Lord, as I pray.
Amen.
Father, as I pray.
As I pray.
Grant me the grace to do your will.
Grace to do your will.
I want to do your will.
Yes.
I want to do whatever you've created me for.
Amen.
Let me follow your will in my life.
Follow your
lift
will.
Your voice and pray somewhere.
Father, pray tonight. Oh God, let me do your will.
Oh God,
let me go by your purpose. Tonight, oh God. Kebo, rada ba seyen ke. Ah, kapobo. Rabade kabab.
Katabala.
Let me do your will. You are purpose. You are proud for my life, oh God. Ebro shende leba. Rata da da ba da ba da ba da ba. Manzele brekete. Adonde ba. You are will. You are purpose for my life. My destiny, God. Ere borobo siyanda. Let me do your will, oh God. Eko do. Rata da ba ba ba. Manzele beke. Rata ba da ba.
Rata ba da ba da ba.
Holy Ghost. Let my heart get for the God. You are will. For my life, you are world. For my life, you are world. For my life, in Jesus'
name.
Rabade kabade, manzele lebelebe. You are world of God. You are people of God.
Rabade
zede rebede bebe. Ada rabade kabade. Holy Ghost, ekabobo, manzele lebelebe. Yes, of God. You are all for my life, my soul. Yes, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. 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 Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You are world for my life, oh God.
Lift up your hands.
Oh, yes.
I speak over your destiny.
I receive it.
That the Lord shall restore you.
Amen.
The Lord shall keep you.
I receive.
The Lord shall hold you.
Amen.
And anything that concerns your destiny will come to pass.
Amen.
It is well with your soul.
In the name of Jesus.
The Lord say amen.
Amen. Amen.
May God preserve your destiny.
I receive it.
And grant you grace.
God bless you.
Whatever God intends for you will come to pass.
Ate bada 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 bada.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Also, I believe it.
I believe.
Now, lift up your friends. Come you are asking the Lord that, Father, this is my heart desire.
My heart desire.
This is my humble request.
Eke bro, shut up.
This is my humble plea.
Eke bro, shut up.
Lord, answer me. Lord, answer me.
Lord,
Lord, answer
release
me.
Release this
lift your voice
now.
And pray now.
Right now, let heaven speak over our life and destiny. From the rising of the sun to the searching of the saints, your name is to be a glory. Adonai say,
Mama and Arabaka, Buddha, Bada, 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 I release God's grace over your life.
I receive.
May God preserve you.
Amen.
May God keep you.
Amen.
May God hold you.
Amen.
And may God see you through.
Amen.
It's all with your soul.
Amen.
Let us say amen. Clap
amen.
Your hands together for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjer. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920 9054 or email us at office@benjaminfodjer.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjer. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjer. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFodjer. And on website is www.benjaminfodjer.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjer. The vision, the mission, the passion.